I know manufacturing. I chose it because my parents, you know, my upbringing or whatever, and you can make pretty good money. I made $20.41 an hour.
Chandra Bird is an assembly technician at Thomas Built Buses in High Point. Between 2008 and 2012, she was laid off from the company three times.
At the time, I had about $15,000 saved, and after that first year, it went. I moved to Salisbury, North Carolina, which is Rowan County, and my sister and I got a place together because she was laid off from her job also. So we got a place together so we could help each other out to help ends meet.
The 40-year-old is single and has no children, something Bird is grateful for, because while she got almost $1,700 a month in unemployment benefits, she says it barely covered her monthly expenses.
Once you pay your bills, you still need gas, you need food. You don't have health insurance at the time, so if you need to go to the doctor, all of this is out of pocket. So there's nothing left.
Last January, Thomas Built Buses rehired her. Bird is one of thousands of people in North Carolina who says having unemployment benefits has kept them from becoming homeless. In Raleigh Wednesday, Senate members approved 36-12, a bill that will reduce the maximum weekly benefit for unemployed workers from $530 to $350. It will also reduce how long benefits can be received from 26 weeks to a maximum of 20 weeks. And once laid off, workers will have to wait 2 weeks before receiving benefits. Currently, they wait one. Businesses will also have to pay a little more in unemployment taxes. The State House already passed this measure. Most in Raleigh believe it's the best way to begin paying back the billions of dollars North Carolina owes the federal government in unemployment benefits. But others argue the state is making it impossible for unemployed workers to get back on their feet.
In Guilford County, we have the highest number of concentrated poverty communities in the state at 11.
Jeff Shaw is director of communications with the North Carolina Justice Center.
That means more than 40% of people within a community live below the poverty line. In one of those communities here in Guilford County, more than 63% of people live below the poverty line. And so it's our state's former manufacturing centers and our state's rural communities where the unemployment rate is higher that you see the disproportionate impact.
According to the U.S. Labor Department, North Carolina's plan to reduce unemployment benefits will negatively impact 170,000 families, and it would mean the state could not use federal unemployment extension benefits, a loss of about $780 million. But the business community says the state must change how it provides unemployment benefits in order to stay competitive. Christy Burris is communication director for the North Carolina Retail Merchants Association.
There's a hiring momentum that you've seen over the past several months, and if we don't address the fiscal cliff crisis, as we're calling it in North Carolina, with the unemployment debt we owe to the federal government, it's going to stall hiring.
According to Burris, without these reforms, businesses won't make enough money to potentially hire more workers.
North Carolina employers would pay an additional $21 per employee increase just on their unemployment insurance tax. And that's just an increase of like the interest to continue paying that back. And that would be for this year. If they didn't pay it back this year, the next year that same employer would pay back $42 per employee on top of what they're already paying. And so from the business community standpoint, that money that we'd be paying on unemployment insurance taxes to pay back the federal debt could be used to invest in expanding their business, capital improvements, new jobs.
If signed into law, these cuts will go into effect July 1st. Meanwhile, Chandra Bird says her greatest fear is being laid off again.
It doesn't add up. $350 will not add up to what I need to pay my bills.
So she's hoping to finish online accounting classes for a degree, giving her something to fall back on. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News, in Greensboro.